is in all points tempted like
as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. At this time, we have a season of prayer with audience participation. Evangelistic campaigns are being held at present in Malaysia, in Thailand, and in Brazil. The reports from the latter country are most encouraging. Decisions can already be counted into the thousands. These meetings will continue until the latter part of May. None of us here this morning can go, but we can participate by undergirding these efforts through prayer. May I request this morning that three persons in the audience who feel led will rise and lead us in short, audible prayers for these campaigns in Malaysia, Thailand, and Brazil. Let us pray. May we turn to hymn 319 and remain seated while we sing, please.
Stable land, high up. heart has no desire to stay, where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till have my found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
A two-letter adverb in the New Testament is very disturbing to me. It means similarity, sameness. It is used to compare. The small adverb is as, as. In the first place, it's disturbing because of what it reveals. It reveals the pattern for my life, Christ. I read in John 13:15, you also should do as I have done to you. In John 13:34, you love one another even as I have loved you. It not only reveals the pattern, but it also reveals the measure of the pattern. It does not say, in the measure of your ability, in the measure of your strength, or in the measure of your devotion. It says, as I have loved you, as I have done to you, Christ is to be our measure. There is no choice. It also reveals how far short I have fallen. When I take an inventory of my life as a Christian in the light of the pattern by which I'm to measure myself, it's very discouraging. To use a Pauline expression, the other law is at work in me, and I do not get very far. Paul's experience is a picture of our experience, as he relates it to us in Romans 7. I do not what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. There are also outward pressures that keep me from measuring up to the stature of the fullness of Christ. Social, economic, and physical pressures. The world's measurements of success, the world's standards, also are hindrances. Therefore, Paul's words become our words, "Wretched man that I am." But this little word is disturbing not only because of what it reveals, but also because of what it demands. If I'm to claim the privilege of being Christ's disciple, I must follow him and comply with his commands and demands. "Love as I loved you" is one of his demands. And we read in John, "Love one another even as I have loved you." And as we seek in the New Testament for the measure of his love, we find the Bible saying, "He loved them to the end." That's the measure. Then we seek in the New Testament to find the quality of his love, and we find that it was divine love, the kind of love that I as a Christian must possess, that love of which Paul writes, "Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us," Romans 5:5. Then we seek to find what is the scope of his love, and we read, "He makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." And then later on we read, "He ate with sinners." Obedience is another area in which we must imitate our master. And we read, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." And we also read in John, Jesus Christ saying, "I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me." How obedient was the Master? John tells us, repeating Christ's words, "My food is to do my Father's will who sent me, and to accomplish his work." And later on we read in the book of Hebrews, "He learned obedience through what he suffered." And Paul says, "He became obedient unto death, even death on the cross." Forgiveness is a third area. "Be forgiving to one another as God in Christ forgave you," Ephesians 4:32. We find no instance in the New Testament of someone coming to Christ who was refused forgiveness. Even on the cross, we hear him say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We're to imitate Christ in many other areas, in our relationships to God and man, in service, in our mission. But the time will not permit us this morning to look at them. After looking at the pattern and its demands, we must ask, using Paul's words, "Who is sufficient for these things?" Fortunately, we're not left to our own strength. And John tells us in his first epistle, chapter 3, verse 9, "God's nature abides in us if we are born of God." The person who has experienced the new birth is a new creation. God's nature is now in him. He should be able to produce those qualities which belong to such a person. Then we have the Holy Spirit. He gives us the strength. He guides us. He mortifies the deeds of the body in our lives, Romans 8:13. And then Paul tells us, "God in Christ always leads us in triumph." Who is sufficient for these things? And I believe the answer comes from Paul in Philippians. "I have not already obtained this, but I press on to make it my own. I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." May we sing hymn 316. 316.
Day by day.